Yo, what's up? This is the Cloud 9 Podcast, and I'm your boy, Aaron Ann 38, and this is...
Bombwessa.
Also known as the Conrad, and this is the Cloud 9 Podcast. This is going to be a regular podcast. There's a bunch of game news that came out, so... what's the date today? You want to remind the people?
Saturday, May 10th. And so, yeah, it's been like, I think, a week since our last podcast.
Yeah.
We uploaded it on iTunes. Go check it out, Cloud9 Gaming Podcast. And, yeah, so that's pretty much all I have to say for now.
That's great, Conrad. It's weird to be back, weird to be doing a podcast. I was actually kind of nervous before this one because I haven't done a podcast in a week. And if you don't do a podcast for a week, you get kind of rusty, I find. Like, it's just kind of harder to do a podcast. But yeah, here we are. We're doing a podcast. It's May the 10th. 17 more days to Watch Dogs. You better have pre-ordered.
Yeah, Watch Dogs. Chicago, Aiden Pierce, hackers. Hacking is our weapon. We are hackers. So yeah, Watch Dogs, I've been listening for what they have to say on Twitter, and they're saying that it's going to be like pretty good. Obviously, it's been delayed a few times. You're going to be a hacker, obviously, you guys already know, but they've been retweeting a lot of stuff like from the Watch Dogs game. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Ubisoft is going in the right direction, I find, with releases that have been announced in Far Cry 4 and Watch Dogs. They're really going into the shooter genre, which I appreciate. Like, they know how to do third-person and first-person action. They proved it with Sam Fisher himself, Tom Clancy's, all those games. All those games are fantastic. Like, Ghost Recon, Sam Fisher... Rainbow Six, Vegas, Patriots, that's coming out. So Ubisoft is coming out with some really great games in 2014 and 2015. I'm really excited. Like, they're one of the most consistent companies, I find, Ubisoft. Like, Far Cry 3 in 2012 was one of my favorite games of probably the last generation of games. That's 360 and PS3, Far Cry 3. Check it out. It's a really good game. But what do you think about Ubisoft?
Ubisoft has really evolved into shooters, graphic designing, video game characters, facial animation, everything. Like, I remember on Twitter, Ubisoft posted, what was your favorite Splinter Cell game? It was a throwback, and mine would have to be Chaos Theory. And that was a pretty good one. What about yours, Aaron?
My favorite Ubisoft joint of all time?
Of the throwback of Splinter Cell.
Chaos Theory would be yours. Mine would be probably Conviction. That came out in 2010. There's some really good like scenes where you can interrogate people and you can pretty much do whatever you want. Like, there's a scene in the beginning of Splinter Cell Conviction where you're in this bathroom and there's this dude and you basically just throw him around the whole bathroom. And you just, like, throw them through all the walls and all the shingles on the bathroom floor.
That's what I liked about Conviction. You get to interrogate people, put up against the wall, and then Sam just does this interrogation thing. But you can't do that in Blacklist, which pretty much sucks. I like how you get to interrogate people. And, Splinter Cell. Yeah, Splinter Cell Conviction. Sam was just, he was on the run. Played by Michael Ironside himself, the original Sam Fisher, and then replaced by Eric Johnson. But it's okay. I kind of like Eric Johnson as Sam. He did an okay job. I like how you can like just roam around. Well, not roam, but you could find different things. I especially like the sonar goggles they put in Conviction, and the co-op.
Wait, is sonar goggles, is that thermal?
It's like a sonar, like a submarine.
Oh, I heard sonar, so I was like, that's thermal, right? But Eric Johnson as Sam Fisher, I feel like he's... does he also do the mocap? Like,
yep, but Michael Ironside, he can only do the voice, and someone else had to do the mocap for Michael.
Yeah, you. Michael Ironside was getting pretty old, so they want to get a younger guy who can also do the mocap, probably more versatility. Like Eric Johnson can like knows how to point a gun and look like a badass, basically. And
could you hold it like this?
He held it on the side like a gangster.
Yeah, he held it on the side and he had like two hands against it.
That's awesome.
And what was his name? This one martial artist, I forget what's his name, he helped train, he helped train Eric Johnson, Kevin Secor, that's his name, Kevin Secor. He's on Twitter, right here. So he's a martial arts and defensive tactics instructor. He's based in Montreal, and go check out his Twitter account. He has some pretty cool stuff. He helped train Eric Johnson for the game.
Yeah, that's awesome. I thought Eric Johnson did a good job. Even his voice work was awesome. Like, he brought a younger take on a Sam Fisher. Like, I noticed that Sam Fisher looked younger in this game, I found. Like, he looked like late or early 30s, like late 20s. Like, he looked relatively young, and I felt like Splinter Cell Blacklist was more of a reboot than a sequel. Like, to reboot Sam Fisher.
Yeah. I hope they make another Splinter Cell game. I'm a huge fan of the franchise. And I've been... Yeah, and I also like Double Agent. Just before Conviction, Double Agent. Remember that one?
I never played that game, but all I saw of it was him in the desert, like, just trying to act all stealthy. And was he bald in that game?
Yeah.
I thought that was really strange, but interesting take on Sam Fisher. I never played it, but it's probably a decent stealth game. But yeah, that's Ubisoft talk, hashtag. Check out Ubisoft once again. Watch Dogs is one of their new releases. They're working on Far Cry 4, which is probably going to take place in the Himalayas. These are the new releases by Ubisoft. But Ubisoft's putting in work right now, and Ubisoft Toronto and Ubisoft Montreal. I think they're Canadian developers through and through, but it's good to hear. I really like to hear about Canadian developers doing so well in just the North American market and just the world market. Just Ubisoft is putting in probably the best games, best third-party games. Off the top, I just want to get, what have you been playing recently?
Playing a lot of Batman Arkham Origins, because I just want to get ready for Arkham Knight. Huh. And I've been playing on, what's it called? Nightmare mode, or something mode, I forget. If you die, it just restarts back to the starting of the game, you have to restart all over. So I think that's a bit of a challenge, but I never died yet. I got shot and hit a couple of times, but I still managed to get through. And, Batman Arkham Origins, I've been playing some of that. I still got to get Amazing Spider-Man 2. I've been seeing the Rad Bread play it. And I've been playing some Need for Speed, The Run. Some Titanfall. I was streaming for Twitch last night. I felt kind of tired, but I still want to do a shoot. And shout out to Twitch TV. It's pretty good. Well, it's awesome actually. It's a lot of people you can find. I still want to like get a new PC. I remember my old one. It was in Edmonton. It broke. I want to get a new one. Play some DayZ again. I forgot how to play that game.
DayZ, check it out on Early Access on Steam. I think you get it for about $30 right now. There's still a lot of glitches in it. Like, it's not a full game right now. Like, you see, like, zombies glitching through the buildings, and some ladders in DayZ, like, you can break your legs on them if you're not careful. So, if you plan to get DayZ on Steam for PC, like, just be weary. Like, it's not a full game yet. It's pretty much the beta version. But you can still, like, there's, like, 30 people or 40 people on a server right here. So, yeah, DayZ would be awesome. Like, there's H1Z1 that's coming out for PS4. Like, that's supposed to be their answer to DayZ on consoles. And I'm excited to see how that is. I think it's going to be free to play. which is exciting. And there's going to be crafting, and I hope there's going to be vehicles like DayZ. But yeah, I noticed that Titanfall and Need for Speed, that's a lot of EA. Are you a big fan of EA?
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of Respawn Entertainment. But if you want to get vehicles on DayZ, that's the modded version. It looks different from the standalone. I prefer the standalone because I don't really like the mod version. The first time I tried it, I just didn't really like it. But there's three simple steps to surviving DayZ. Scavenge, slay zombies, and survive. Three simple steps. Or you could do it the other way around. But I suggest those three steps. And yeah, DayZ is pretty good. I don't like the modded version because you die, you can still spawn weapons, vehicles.
Yeah, the standalone, and then there's the mod for Arma 3 or Arma 2. So there's two types of DayZ out there, so just be on the lookout for those two on Steam. They're pretty popular. Actually sold like 2 or 3 million copies of DayZ standalone and the Arma 2 mod. But yeah, those are the games you've been playing. The games I've been playing have been, I've been replaying Call of Duty Ghosts, the campaign. It's pretty decent. I just wish my favorite mission was probably rappelling down the glass building where you have to like take out all the guys and pretty much use the rope and take out all the guys. But COD Ghost, that's the game I've been playing. Just going in online just because of the recent Call of Duty announcement with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I also saw that on Kevin Spacey. He was in a mocap suit for the COD Advanced Warfare trailer. I was like, it's so weird seeing Kevin Spacey in a mocap suit. I'm so used to seeing him in a suit in House of Cards. And yeah, and all that.
Do you want to move on to game headlines, like video game news?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, grab your newspaper and keep sipping your coffee, because here comes the news. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay. So, for the gaming headlines, we have sales of Wii U stay at 6.17 million. Since Wii U launched November 2012, Nintendo faces third consecutive annual loss. I also heard that Apple is buying, I think, Oculus. But Apple bought something. I don't know. But I think they bought Oculus.
Facebook bought Oculus.
Yeah, Facebook, and I think Apple's gonna buy Oculus. And I'm also into the stocks. I've been checking in that. But if you want to earn money, it's to just, like, after the release of Apple's new products, go for Apple, because then you get money. That's what I've been going with. That's a pro tip for you.
So about the Nintendo news, they released the Wii U in, was that 2012 or 2013?
2013.
Okay, just making sure. Like, the Wii U, man, you never really hear about it. Like, but although there are going to be some big releases, the problem was with the Wii U that there wasn't enough games out for it. Like, there was Super Mario 3D World, which came out for the Nintendo Wii U. And I hear that was, like, got a lot of high scores from the game reviewers. So if you have a Wii U, if you haven't have a Wii U, I don't know anyone, but check out Super Mario 3D World. I think it's rated E for everyone, so go check it out. You can't go wrong with a Mario 3D platformer. Nintendo does it so well. So the Wii U, what do you think went wrong? Like, are you excited for Mario Kart coming out?
Nah, I'm not really a fan of the Wii U. I'm mostly a fan of the 3DS. I've been playing some Mario Kart for my friend's 3DS. Yeah, I've been playing some of that. And I also I've been playing on the Mac, the old Super Mario Kart, because I can. And yeah, that's what I've been doing. And I've been trying to play some DayZ on the Mac, but I like PC better.
But yeah, I didn't know Mario Kart came out on the Mac. That's pretty crazy. But the last Mario Kart I played was on the Nintendo Wii. I used to play it at the Friendship Center in Fort Simpson. Like, they used to have just, like, free time there, basically. Like, you can play Mario Kart, and you can use these wheels. Like, you just plug the controller into the center of the Wii U, or the Nintendo Wii wheel. And, yeah, I thought the controls are really good for that. Like, kind of felt like driving, but the only thing bad about that was that there was no pedals. Like, that would have been pretty sweet. Like, just to make your own acceleration and when to brake and throttle, basically. But, yeah, Mario Kart on the Wii, that was really good. Had some good times with that. But what do you think the Wii U needs to survive? Like, do you know anyone who has a Wii U? Do you think a new Legend of Zelda on there would work? Do you think Mario Kart can work on there without the wheel?
I know some friends that have the Wii U, and my friend's younger brother, he has a Wii U, he plays some of that. But I don't want to break the news to him, because he loves Nintendo a lot. And, but I think they need to put, not a new Legend of Zelda, they just ruined it for Nintendo, but no offense, Nintendo, but maybe you should put maybe a racing game, like, maybe a new Mario Kart or something.
Yeah, that's coming out.
Yeah. So I think you won't have any more losses, but maybe try some, maybe try something new, maybe like a new Mario game, not Mario Kart, but a new Mario game.
Yeah, and there's one also big release, so Mario Kart coming out for the Wii U. I don't know how that's going to work without the wheel. Like, if you ever seen the Wii, it's kind of like an iPad, like a tablet a little bit. Like, how would you play a racing game on that? Yeah, I know, yeah, you just press buttons to play a racing game, but that's not as fun as using a wheel. So we'll see if they can make the controls work for the Wii U. I know that Mario Kart is also coming out on Nintendo 3DS, and I feel you should get it for that instead, because I know more people with a 3DS than a Wii U. Like, no offense, Nintendo, but a 3DS has been out since 2011, and it's got better games on it. Like, A New Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds came out for that.
Best scored soundtrack on there.
Yeah, I heard you listen to the soundtrack on SoundCloud, so go check that out. I hear the soundtrack is ballin', so yeah, go check that out. But another game, I'm pretty sure Nintendo has to release this year, other than Mario Kart to save it, is Super Smash Brothers. There's going to be another one of those. I don't know the name of it. I think the last one was Super Smash Brothers Brawl, which I thought those games were awesome. Like, I remember there was one that came out on the GameCube called the Super Smash Brothers Melee, and I felt like that was the best one in the series. Like, that was I felt like it had the best stages, the best items, and it was one of the best fighting games ever. It featured all the famous Nintendo characters, like, let's see, Bowser, Mario, Luigi, Waluigi, I think, Link. What are some other Smash Brothers characters that I'm forgetting, other than, like, Peach?
Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know,
Pikachu.
Yeah, maybe some Pikachu. Or maybe put some Pokemon on the Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would do.
That just came up with the 3DS. Like.
Yeah. But I'm not really sure if you could put on, if you want to put it on the Wii U. But maybe the 3DS.
The 3DS is better for Pokemon, because the thing with the 3DS is that you can play it anywhere. Like, if you're going on a long airplane ride and you buy a 3DS or a PlayStation Vita, like, those things have solid battery life. Like, I find, like, I bring an iPad on a trip with me and it's dead within, like, 4 hours. And then I hear people with PlayStation Vitas can have, like, 6 or 7 hours with the new PlayStation Slim. Oh, by the way, the PlayStation Vita Slim is coming out with Borderlands. Are you going to get Borderlands for Vita?
No.
Yeah. It's probably not as good as the consoles, but, yeah, check it out, the PS Vita Borderlands 2 bundle.
But I think I am going to get The Walking Dead for the Vita.
Oh, yeah. Is that season 1 or season 2?
Season 1.
And that's the video game by Telltale Games, because there's the Walking Dead TV show.
Shout out to Telltale Games.
Yeah, because there's the Walking Dead TV show, and then there's the Walking Dead game by Telltale Games. And I feel, both of them are separate entities, and when we say the Walking Dead Season 1 and 2, we're referring to Telltale Games. And I was thinking we should review The Wolf Among Us up to Episode 3. Have you played that far?
The Episode 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing, on episode 3, where you get, chased out of the motel. I've been playing up to there. I need to get season 4 for it, and 5. I already know what happens on the rest of the seasons, and season 2, but I don't know what happens at the end of The Walking Dead season 2, episode 3 or 2.
Yeah, it's been 2 episodes for Walking Dead.
Yeah, 2 episodes, season 2. Second episode, I don't really know what happens at the end. But I also need the 3rd episode for The Wolf Among Us, too. So those are a lot of episodes I gotta get. It's $12 for possibly 20 or 18 for all those episodes.
Yeah, I checked it out, and because I was thinking about buying The Wolf Among Us on iOS, and it's $15 for the season pass. And the thing about that, if you're just going to buy the season pass, I think you have to buy the first episode, which is kind of weird. So that comes up to $20. So if you plan on getting The Walking Dead on iOS or The Wolf Among Us on iOS, the games, then you're going to have to be prepared to shell out $15 to $20 for the season pass and the first episode. So, yeah, just keep that in mind if you just buy store credit or those iTunes cards. But, $20 for the season pass for Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us. Check it out. It's probably, one of my favorite adventure games. And I never play adventure games. And Telltale Games just modernized it and made it cool and made fight scenes awesome. So, yeah, do you want to talk about The Wolf Among Us, episode 1 to 3?
Okay, The Wolf Among Us is an amazing game made by Telltale Games. I like how they did the lighting, the soundtrack. So I don't know if you've played The Wolf Among Us, but if you have, but for those who haven't, you play as a Bigby Wolf. It's based on a game on fairy tale creatures like
Little Red.
But she didn't make it. And so there's Troll, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Ichabod Crane, Bluebeard, a lot of those people, Jack and a Beanstalk, and plays Bigby Wolf as the big bad wolf who robs Red Riding Hood. And there's the Woodsman and all that. And so he plays Bigby Wolf. You, a sheriff of Fable Town.
Bigsby Wolf of Wall Street.
It's Belfort, really? So he plays Bigsby Wolf. He's the sheriff of Fable Town. So, basically, the storyline is that you're just... You're going to Toad's place, right? And then...
Yeah.
Wait, I only played the first episode. Can I do the intro for it? All right, basically, there's this smoky jazz intro to The Wolf Among Us, and you're in, is it New York City?
The Bronx.
The Bronx, that's, yeah, New York City, pretty much. A part of it, I should say, but it starts out there, it's streets, so there's no, you don't really go into the woods. It's just, you're in urban environment, so Bigsby Wolf smoking, he's in a taxi. He's driving to Toad's place, and Toad is like, "Whoa, there's a disturbance upstairs." And then you talk to Toad for a bit as Bigsby Wolf, the sheriff, and because you're supposed to be the cop, you're supposed to make sure nothing goes down and that all the fables are doing their thing, but not trying to disturb the humans. But Bigsby Wolf goes to this disturbance because the Toad called him. Basically, you can talk to Toad and you can treat him like. You could be a good guy or a bad guy, pretty much. You could either be rough with the interrogations, or you can be just kind of calm and sedated and just trying to figure out what happened in a rational way, or you can be kind of violent. I'm pretty sure they give you the choice to do that. Like, and how you treat people, it really matters in the next episodes. Like, people are going to remember how you treat them.
Yeah. The choices you make adapt to the story.
Yeah, that's what it says right at the beginning, right before the title credits. But, yeah, the choices you make, it's really essential to the game. And The Wolf Among Us. Stay tuned for part two. Pause. Yo, welcome back. This is part two of the Cloud9 Gaming Podcast. Check us out on iTunes and YouTube. Yeah, we're back for part two. Just mind the interruption. There's just a little intermission here, but yeah, we're back. Wait, can you go get us a refill on the thing? Thanks. But yeah, a little behind the scenes. We do production on air, just like Vic's Basement. Check it out. Vic's Basement on iTunes. They're another video game podcast, but we're not competing. We're just both in the running for talking about video games. So, yeah, we're back. Last thing we talked about was we were just getting into The Wolf Among Us Episode 1. We just talked about the part with Toad. We just meet him. And Sheriff Bigsby Wolf. We're talking about The Wolf Among Us by Telltale Games. Check it out. That and The Walking Dead by Telltale. But, yeah, where were we? We talked about Bigsby talking to Toad and the choices. Do you want to keep going from there?
Yeah. So I'll continue the story. So, yeah, you're going to Toad's, and then you see the woodsman just hit beating on this one girl, and then you just try to break it up, and he fights you, and then you throw him into a whole bunch of things. You tap buttons. That's if you're on the PC.
Well, yeah, about that fight scene, it was pretty sick, because just to remind you guys, I played Episode 1, but I haven't played Episode 2 and 3, so I'll be talking more during this part. But, yeah, the fight, basically what happens is you talk to the woodsman, you're like, you notice that the girl that he was beating up on the girl, because she had a black eye, or was it a black eye?
Black eye and, purple lip.
Yeah, bruises, like a black eye, pretty much, and swelling, and a black lip. She was looked like she was hurt, and the woodsman was right there, so you kind of knew it was him, but you go talk to him anyway. Like, you go talk to the girl, you're like, hey, what's your name, and she won't tell you, and then you ask, like, what's going on here, and, like, she'll tell you that he beat her up a little bit, and you just stepped in there right before it got bad. So basically what happens is a fight breaks out in the woodsman, and basically, yeah, you use all the objects in that room. Like, you're throwing them up against a bed spring, you're throwing them like against a sink, like and then at the end, like, I'm pretty sure you use like a hammer or something to take him out. And then right at the end of the fight, you as Bigsby Wolf, you like tackle him through the window, and then he lands on the streetlight, like, and then on the car, and then they both are like really badly injured, and what happens after that?
Yeah, what happens after that is that you black out, and then Toad's just outside, and then you're like, go inside, you haven't got your glamour yet, and like, but my car, and it was like, and then you see the woodsman, well, he tries to drag you, and then you're getting choked by him, and then you almost turn into the wolf until Faith, puts a,
axe
in his head. His axe, and then she just like Bigby's eyes were just yellow, and then she puts the axe into his head more, searches him for money, only finds a few gold coins.
I thought that was interesting to see a little look into what Bigsby can turn into, and because he's called the wolf, and that's his true form, is the wolf and Little Red Riding Hood. That's him. So, yeah, I got a glimpse into that. I thought the fight with the woodsman was really good. And by the way, with Fight with the Woodsman, it's quick time events. Like, it's going to tell you to press B really quick, and it's going to tell you to press X, and then you start mashing the A button to try to with a struggle kind of thing. So quick time event action scenes with The Wolf Among Us and The Walking Dead, which I don't mind. I feel like quick time events can be done well. Like, also Tomb Raider at quick time events, and I didn't mind that either. So yeah, that was pretty crazy. The Woodsman basically got axed in the head. And by the way, with these games, these are both rated M for mature. Like, there's a lot of adult and mature content with The Wolf Among Us and The Walking Dead. Like, if you were under the age of 18, like, I would say try The Walking Dead instead of The Wolf Among Us, because The Wolf Among Us deals a lot more with, like, adult themes, and I think there's some nudity and stuff, and I noticed a lot more swearing in The Wolf Among Us, so. And a lot more violence. Like, as me and Connor just said, like, you basically put an axe into the woodsman. Like, it doesn't get more graphic than that. And that's just the first episode that happens. And you see that. And, so yeah, if you're, just be weary. Like, both of these games are rated mature. That's The Wolf Among Us and The Walking Dead, season 1 and 2 by Telltale, both by Telltale. But yeah, just be weary that these are both very mature and contain adult themes.
Yeah, so, yeah, The Wolf Among Us has some nudity, swearing. So I suggest you just try The Walking Dead first. It's, The Walking Dead is pretty good. It's actually really good. It won, I think, like 24 E3 awards. And it's pretty cool. Well, it's awesome. It came out in, like, what, 2012?
Yeah, The Wolf Among Us Season 1 won Game of the Year by GiantBomb.com. Yeah, that was 2012. That was, can't believe it started 2 years ago with, wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Where did The Walking Dead start?
How did it start? Like,
when? Like when did it start?
The video game started in 2012. That was its first year, the first season. And towards the end of 2013 to 2014, The Walking Dead Season 2 started to come out. So, yeah, look for that. The Walking Dead Season 1 and 2 and The Wolf Among Us. But we should continue with The Wolf Among Us. Basically, what happens after that is you axe the woodsman, basically. And then, what happens after that? Do you meet Snow White, or do you find someone's head? Or do you investigate a crime scene?
So you just, the opening credits, you just walk back. Then someone's, like, rustling in the bushes. And it turns out to be Beauty. And then she tells you to not tell Beast where she's going. And then you can either say, no, not my problem, yes. Then Beast, he opens the elevator. He says, have you seen my wife? Have you seen Beauty? And they either don't respond, say, yeah, I've seen her. Nope, I haven't seen her. And I forget the other one, but then you go to your apartment. You see Colin, one of the three pigs. He's sleeping on your chair. You wake him up. You go to the sink, grab a cup of whiskey, and smoke, and go to sleep, and you wake up to a knock on the door.
I find that so funny. You find a pig on your recliner. You just smoking a cigarette while he's sleeping. Like, Bigsby just shows up to his house, and there's a pig on the recliner. Like, that's crazy. Like, you never would see that in a serious game, like a AAA $60 game. Like, you couldn't really pitch this to Ubisoft or EA to release this adventure game, because nobody does adventure games. I felt like, yeah, that was pretty crazy, just find a pig in your apartment. And basically you wake him up, you have to wake him up because that's your chair. And he basically, the pig asks you for a drink, and you give the pig a drink or not. And depending on how you do that, the pig will treat you differently. Like, he would, if you denied him the drink of alcohol, the little piggy, then he'd basically say, like, oh, Bigsby, you change, man. Like, there's no difference. Like, you and the woodsman are always going to be fighting. And basically, if you give the pig a drink, like, he'll prefer you, and he'll get off the recliner right away. So, yeah, do you know what happens after that? You get a knock at the door then.
Yeah, so you fall asleep and wake up to a knock on the door. It turns out to be Snow. Then she tells you to hurry to the front. And then you go there. You see the girl that you met earlier from tonight. Her head is there.
And by the way, that's a decapitated head. And in all of its graphic glory, so... Yeah, rated M for mature.
Yeah, then you investigate the crime scene. Then you go to the office. And then... You try to find out who she is. And then... You get a call from Toad, and then he tells you to hurry up. You can either save Prince Lawrence or Toad, but I recommend Prince Lawrence because he gives you more information about Faith. And the way to get him to save Prince Lawrence is that you need to put click on the eye on the window, and then you go in. And then Prince Lawrence is alive. He's, I think, been sitting in the chair for a week, judging by how Big B was investigating the scene. And then he turns out to be alive. And then you say what happened, why did you do it, and then you hear a knock on the door, and then someone's picklocking, hide to the closet. Turns out to be Tweedledee. You run after him and you do all that. Then you interrogate him, and then his brother Dom comes up and hits you in the head, and then you go. Where'd you go after that? The Trip Trap?
Yeah, you check out the pub after that to go look for Fiddly D. And this is probably my favorite scene of episode 1. Basically, you check out this pub, or a bar if you call it in the North America. But, yeah, you go sit down, and there's this weird guy to the left, like, wearing a trench coat. He's, like, a white guy, and don't really know much about him, but he looks, like, kind of mysterious. And he actually doesn't look that big. Like, Bigsby could probably take him. But and then to the right, there's, like, an empty chair, and then there's a bathroom. And then there's the lady bartender. She's kind of an older lady. And, yeah, you sit down. You can either ask for a drink, or you can sit by the weird, mysterious guy, or you can ask the lady forthright, like, where's the woodsman, where's Fiddly D, one of those. Because basically they have to look for the woodsman or the Fiddly D, but, yeah, you pick one of those choices. Either way, the woodsman is going to come out of the bathroom, and basically you have to, you talk to him, and he's basically like, you don't have to do this, and do you want to go on from here?
And then he says, look, I don't want to fight. And then you say, you could either say, yeah, Woody, well, same. And then you could, like, well, too bad. And, like, and then he's like, so? It's what we're going to be doing for years and years now. And then you could, and then, Gren, the guy in the trench coat or the leather jacket.
Oh, yeah. In my playthrough of The Wolf Among Us, like, the guy to the, as, this is afterwards, when the woodsman comes out. Basically, Gren, like, you mentioned Snow White, or the woodsman mentioned Snow White. Like, someone's like, oh, you're precious Snow White. And then you can basically, like, Gren insults you and insults Snow White, and you have the option to fight him or not. Like, and I chose to fight Gren, and that was one of the craziest fights I've ever seen. Basically, Gren transforms into this crazy monster, like, probably, like, a quarter size of the bar. Like, he just transforms into this monster, and that's why he was so mysterious. And basically, yeah, I fought him, like, Bigsby, like, he's human form at first, like, and then he transforms. But, yeah, you fight Gren, and the fight took me like 5 to 10 minutes, like just throwing yourself around the bar, and I think the woodsman's still there, like, while you're fighting. Basically, at the end, like, Bigsby has to turn into a wolf to survive, because Gren is, like, pinning him down. But, yeah, did you fight Gren?
Yeah, and after you're, like, he throws you around, you get knocked out, and then you turn into the wolf, and then you get really angry that you start to, like, go around, and then, like, just go around the bar, throwing him around, and I ripped his arm off, so he can never do that again. And then he was about to yell at me in the I shouldn't spoil it, but I ripped his arm off. He's like, now who's a lap dog now? Fetch. And he throws his arm. Then you sit down, and then Woody talks to you. He's like, is this how you gonna treat me if I run? If you take me in, like, it'll be worse if you try to run. And Tweedledee comes in. You can either go after D or the Woodsman. And I went after D.
Okay, yeah, let's get into episode 2 and 3 really quick, and then, let's do that. So basically, at the, that was the fight with, Gren in the bar. Then basically, you have two choices. Do you chase after Fiddly D, or do you chase after the Woodsman? And, you make that choice, and then you chase after them, and then, you do the bar thing, and then after that, what happens is, major spoiler alert to the first episode, but basically, it's basically a crime scene like before, like how you found the previous lady's decapitated head. You go through the crime scene, you go under the tape, you go through the sirens and the police cars, you notice there's a bunch of police there. You go through where the bushes were where you found Beauty, and basically you look behind the bushes, you lift up the thing, and it's Snow White's head. That's the last thing you see. And, I was heartbroken. Like, I couldn't believe it, that ending, just to see Snow White's decapitated head. I felt by the end of episode 1, like, Bigsby and Snow White were about to develop, like, a friendly relationship. And then you find her, Snow White's head. Like, yeah, I was pretty heartbroken from that ending. Like, it really made me want to get episode 2, which I might wait till the full game is out. But, wow, what'd you think about that ending?
That was pretty intense. I was like, what? Snow? I was like, really? And then I was like, oh, where's D? I need to go beat him up. I would just beat him up until he wouldn't be able to speak no more. I would just beat him up till my knuckles were bleeding. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I want revenge on either the Woodsman or Fiddly D. Like, either one. Like, you want your revenge by the end of that episode, and I felt emotions were running high. Like, that whole episode, I felt it was like, I feel like the first episode of The Wolf Among Us is better than the first episode of The Walking Dead. And I feel The Walking Dead episode 2 is better than The Wolf Among Us episode 2. So, kind of the opposite, polar opposites. Like, if you want a faster start, but like a slower storyline, check out The Wolf Among Us. If you want like a slow start, but like really revs up into it, check out The Walking Dead. If you like guns, check out The Walking Dead. But yeah, that was episode 1 of The Wolf Among Us. I think we're going to say, I want to save the talk about The Wolf Among Us episode 2 and 3. And I want to save the talk about The Walking Dead season 1. In season 2, episode 1 to 2. I want to save that for next episode so we have something else to talk about because there's not much games coming out other than Watch Dogs. That's coming out in 17 days. But I'm going to do some more headlines. So, I hope you liked our conversation on The Wolf Among Us by Telltale. Check out The Walking Dead also by Telltale. And do you want to run through this news article?
Yeah, okay, so on the news article, we have Naughty Dog Studios as Jonathan Cooper, who is animation director of Assassin's Creed 3 and lead animator of Mass Effect 1 and 2. Before this, he was working on a project for Ubisoft Montreal, prototyping a navigation system. Wait, why would they, add Jonathan Cooper to it? I mean, like, who did they lose? Who did they lose again? They lost two people, right?
Yeah, they lost Amy Henning, who is the lead director or the lead writer. Like, really big. Like, Amy Henning was a really big part of it. And Amy Henning left to do a Star Wars game. She's going to do a Star Wars game, which, look out for that.
Is she going to be back?
Amy Henning, she's working on Star Wars, a Star Wars game, so no.
Ah, because I thought she was just going to be, like, there just to work on a Star Wars game to come back, but I think she was a lead writer for The Last of Us, and they lost someone else too, right?
Yeah, I want to say they lost the lead animator to Uncharted, but yeah, Naughty Dog lost a lot of crew while developing Uncharted 4, they lost Amy Henning. Like, we don't even know if Nolan North is doing Nathan Drake anymore. And Nolan North did the voice of Nathan Drake for 3 Uncharted games. But yeah, I got a PlayStation 4. I really want Uncharted 4. Like, personally, I really want that game. I hope it comes out this year, but if not, I don't mind waiting. Because I want quality over quantity, you know? Like, it's not all about the money. It's about just the quality of the video game, and it's about the developers and them living good lives, selling lots of games. So, yeah, some good news, Naughty Dog, because there's a lot of negativity with all the people leaving. But, yeah, that's some good news about Naughty Dog. And the next headline goes as follows. Capcom sales brought in $1 billion for the company this quarter. Some sales numbers. Resident Evil Revelations sold over 1 million. Xbox One exclusive Dead Rising 3 sold 1.2 million. What do you think about that? Capcom putting in work.
I'm a big fan of Capcom. The Resident Evil series, Dead Rising, like a lot of those games. So, yeah, I think Capcom sales, some sales, Resident Evil Revelation sold over 1 million, Xbox One exclusive, 1.2 million. Well, I think that's pretty good. That's a pretty good price. That's pretty good. I mean, who doesn't love Resident Evil and Dead Rising? I mean, doesn't like, I think what brought like horror games back and into the console, into the gaming.
And you play Dead Rising 3, that's an Xbox One exclusive by Microsoft, so if you want Dead Rising 3, it's only for Xbox One. But I want you to rate Dead Rising 3 out of 10, the launch game.
It's a 10, just all the way up there for me, man.
Wow.
I mean, that was like the first game I got from Xbox One. I played it. It was really good.
Oh, yeah, and before that, like, before we got these new consoles, I was like, dude, Dead Rising 3 looks pretty sick. Like, I kept telling Connor that, and I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, and Aaron also has to play. He still hasn't played it. It's up. But I think that's pretty good. What do you think about Capcom's new game, The Evil Within?
I forgot all about that. Yeah, that should come out this year. It's made by the same person who made Resident Evil, or was it Silent Hill?
It was the director of Resident Evil.
Okay, yeah, The Evil Within by Capcom. Wow, it's they're bringing in the director of Resident Evil, as Conrad just said. And that makes me really excited about the horror movie genre, because the last horror game I can recommend that came out recently is Outlast, and that came out. It's out on PlayStation 4 and originally on PC. It's really cheap on the PC, but if you have PlayStation 4 or a PC, check out Outlast if you like horror games. So yeah, The Evil Within by Capcom. I'm excited for that because there's a recent horror game coming out, and it kind of really sucks. It's called Daylight. It just came out, and it's on for $10, but do not get Daylight, the video game, because I saw a couple of preview episodes, and it just looks like just Jump Scare City, and there's not really many, like, much, there's not much to that game. It just, you're running around with a flare, and there's just ghosts everywhere, and there's no real, like, physical monsters. It really sucks, but, yeah, do not check out Daylight. Check out Outlast and the Evil Within. Do you think it's going to bring back the horror genre?
Yeah, but I don't really know why, like, the director of Resident Evil likes the word evil. Like, oh, crazy. Resident Evil, Evil Within. So basically, I saw this from Reviews on a Run. You play as a detective investigating, I think, an asylum or a mansion.
Is that Outlast or Evil?
Evil. Oh, yeah. As a detective, just investigating something, and then I think your investigation goes horribly wrong. Then you try to survive and just get out of there. But you think there's gonna be guns, or you just have to run away?
Yeah, I would say there would be guns, because all the Resident Evil games included guns, and I'm not too sure about melee weapons. Like, I hope they add some melee weapons, because, I mean, in Resident Evil games, there was even, like, the ability to use melee attacks, which is basically you jam on the right trigger, and you can just, like, do a kick, or you can do a punch, and you can just, like, if a zombie gets too close, you can do that if you're running out of ammo, so I expect you to have a physical attack, maybe melee weapons, like maybe a machete, or like, I really hope they add melee weapons along with firearms. But yeah, do you want to do the next headline?
Okay, next we have more game news, The Sims 4 launching October. And also EA's upcoming golf game in the first quarter of 2015. EA also published more Titanfall games. Titanfall sales were near 1 million in March. More EA news with Star Wars The Battlefront being confirmed for EA 2014 and more. So, yeah.
Yeah, The Sims 4, which I don't really care about The Sims anymore. Like, EA... I've just been doing the same thing like Madden. Like, what else do you do with that genre? It's just simulation. It's right in the name, The Sims, you know? It's just life simulation. But if you're into that, I don't blame you. Like, basically, if you haven't played The Sims, which I doubt, like a lot of people I know played The Sims, but basically it's life simulator. You can basically start out, you have a job, you can get promoted, you can have your own house, like, and you have to do all the things. Like, you have to use the washroom, you have to eat and drink and do all that stuff, and you can invite people over to your house and go to jobs, and yeah, The Sims is whatever. New, another one launching October, which I don't know if it'll be coming out on new consoles. Like, The Sims for consoles doesn't really work, because on the PC you have more buttons, like the keyboard, you can't replace that, and the keyboard's better for playing The Sims. But what do you think about the Titanfall sales being 1 million? Do you think that's enough? And how do you think Titanfall 2 is going to be? Do you think it's also going to come out on PS4?
Titanfall is an amazing game. I was actually playing some of it not too long ago. It's a very good game. But if you take the Titans away, it would just be like just straight up Call of Duty again with parkour. But maybe, yeah, it's pretty good. So, and the weapons are good. My favorite gun would have to be the smart pistol. It's like you point your gun at an enemy. It just like shows, like, say if the enemy was on a sharp left or like a sort of curvy left, and you were just straight, and then it would just show it, and then you shoot it, and then it just curves. I thought that was pretty cool.
It's kind of like the movie Wanted with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, and the compact SMG, that one's a pretty good gun, and I'd say my favorite Titan would have to be the Atlas. The damage is pretty good.
Is that the heaviest Titan, or the medium one, or?
I think it's the heaviest, because the core is more damage. The Strider, that's not good. It's not even, like, good for, like, if you're taking hits, it just goes down, like it just goes down more faster. But the Ogre is the one I'm trying to unlock. The more hits you take, it just goes up slowly.
That's the thing about the Titans, is do you sacrifice mobility for speed, or do you sacrifice mobility for more armor, the ability to take more hits instead of mobility? But yeah, I have not tried Titanfall, but I'm kind of freaked out to try Titanfall, because right now, I play Battlefield 4 on PS4, which I don't recommend because there's too much rubber banding. But I'm scared to play Titanfall, because I feel like if I'm in the robots, I'm able to do all the like jump wall running and all that stuff. Like, if I go back to Battlefield, it'd just be like crickets, you know? Like, it wouldn't be as fun. Like, I want to be in a Titan instead of just on the ground like a foot soldier. But yeah, what's your Titanfall review out of 10?
10. It's a good game, and the guys behind the guys who supported Ghost, they're also supporting them. There's EA, Respawn, and the guys who supported Ghost. And Yeah, I thought that EA is just a solid. This is up there for me. It's pretty good. But, who would you think would win in this rap battle?
Wait, we should hold up on that because we're doing a podcast. But, yeah, Titanfall, so that's 2 10s, 2 reviews by Conrad. That's Titanfall 10 out of 10 and Dead Rising 3 10 out of 10. Both Xbox Ones, both out for Xbox One. So, yeah, that's 2 10s out of the Conrad, which is pretty surprising. You don't see 10s that much, like not even out of me that much. So, yeah, I'm just trying to pull up some headlines here. Okay. Here we go. Some Destiny news inbound. Do you want to do that?
Game news, Destiny classes, Warlock, Hunter, and Titan beta expected for July. No need for speed this year, 2014. EA to reveal major game running on Frostbite 3. You know I look damn good. No, Sky. But engine, outlay 2014, Destiny cost, Activision 5. Whoa, $500 million to develop and promote. You can hold 3 weapons instead of 2. Destiny out September 9th. I don't really know about Destiny. It's for the PS4, but I don't think it's gonna be like Halo.
It's gonna be also on Xbox One.
Well, I think I might pick it up. I don't know. Probably depends on what it looks like.
Yeah, Destiny kind of reminds me of... actually, Conrad actually gave me the idea because he said it kind of looks like Borderlands. Did you say that before?
No.
Oh, I remember someone saying it looks like Borderlands. But anyways, yeah. Basically, you can pick up loot. It's kind of like Borderlands mixed with Call of Duty mixed with Halo. So basically, yeah, here you can do co-op. As I said, you can loot, like kind of like Borderlands where you can loot everything, like... Basically, in Borderlands, like you can loot trash cans, you can loot boxes, you can loot like everything. Just looking for ammo, money, mostly, and more guns, basically. So that's why I assume it's going to be like the shooting. It's going to be a lot different from what Bungie has released before. Because if you know, like in the Halo series that Bungie made before 343, that you couldn't really zoom in. Like the only thing you can zoom in on is the pistol. And the sniper rifles, and that's zoomed in with a scope, you know, like in the Call of Duty series or Battlefield, like if you hold the left trigger down, you're going to aim down the sights. That's called ADS. Basically, in Halo, if you press the left trigger on any of the Halo games, you're going to throw a grenade. So you can't really zoom in. So, yeah, I feel like that's going to be really different. Like, do you feel like Bungie is trying to chase the Call of Duty money with being able to zoom in on the scope?
I think, but I don't think I'll pick up Destiny. I don't know. Probably. Can you ride vehicles in there?
I'm gonna assume so. Bungie likes vehicles, as we saw in Halo. So, yeah. On Destiny is gonna be out for, Xbox One, PS4, PC, and, last-gen consoles, but they don't really matter. So, Xbox One, PS4, PC, Destiny is coming out September 9th. Check it out. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's going to be co-op and multiplayer in it. Like, I heard some okay things about it. Like, people are playing the beta. They say it looks good. But I just hope they could change up the mission. I hope they can make, like, a lot of guns, like Borderlands. Like, they said there's, like, 1 million guns in Borderlands, and I hope that's the case for Destiny. But, yeah, I'm surprised that people aren't really talking about Destiny as much. Like, and what do you think about... Destiny costing $500 million to develop and promote. Like, that's more than GTA 5. Like, do you think that's too much money, and do you feel like you know people talking about Destiny?
My friend, Loyal Letcher, my friend Sakaya, and my friend Perrin. It's basically the most main guys are talking about Destiny. But I'm talking about Titanfall. I mean, that's a good game. I've been playing with my friend Evan. Me and him have been playing. We've been like chatting on the party. it's actually pretty fun. It's pretty amazing, but you don't get to ride your vehicles in Titanfall. You could just ride your Titan.
Yeah, that's the thing about Destiny is, like, in all these upcoming first-person shooter games, traditional first-person shooters, like, you got Wolfenstein The New Order, which looks okay, but I feel like, how does ID Software release that with Call of Duty and Battlefield already out there that are better with multiplayer that can last longer than a dumb campaign? Because multiplayer can last for probably weeks on end, but, like, the campaign for Wolfenstein, like, it's just going to be shooting again. Like, that's all they do is shooting. Like, ID Software also came out with Rage, which was stupid. Like, that game was so dumb. Like, they tried to just copy Borderlands, basically, and they did a pretty bad job at it. And before that was Doom 3, which was a good game, which they need to go back to that. ID Software needs to release Doom 4 because John Carmack already left, and if they wait any longer, then I feel like ID Software is going to dissolve. Because the Wolfenstein, The New Order, I don't feel it's going to be successful. So, yeah, I really hope Destiny can try to change it up. Like, how is Destiny going to be better than Titanfall? Titanfall, you can be an infantry trooper. You can go in the Titans as mechs, and I feel it's more fast. Like, Titanfall looks more faster paced than Destiny. Like, Destiny looks a little bit more methodical. Like, looks more like alien enemies, which that's been done before. That's Halo, so... Yeah, here's some more news. More recent news. Dark Souls 2 from Software sells 1.2 million in 3 weeks. And that's after the PC version just came out. And the upcoming game, Dying Light by Techland, who also made Dead Island, has been delayed to February 2015, which really sucks. Like, I was really looking forward to Dying Light. It's pretty much Dead Island, but with parkour, and you get to go through, like, a favela, basically, like, more urban environments, which is cooler than going through the jungles that they made you go through in Dead Island. But, yeah, Dying Light looks really cool, but even though it's been delayed, I'm still excited for it. Like, the thing about Dying Light, why they call it that, is basically, like, you go throughout the day, and the zombies are decent, like, they still chase you, and it's still a problem, like, the zombies, like, but you can deal with it, probably, I bet. But at night in Dying Light, basically, you can barely see anything. The zombies are more intense. And, it's been delayed to February 2015. And, what do you think about that being delayed?
I don't know. I haven't really given much thought about it being delayed. I'm just focusing on the other games. Like the upcoming new games, like, Watch Dogs, and some other new games, like some, what else new games are there? Trials Fusion, I want to try that out. It just gets pretty hard the more you progress through the game. I want to try Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Watch Dogs. Can't wait for that. Those are pretty much, like, the main games that I can't wait to try. But I haven't really given much thought about some games being delayed. Like, Watch Dogs has been delayed a few times. That was just for the next-gen consoles.
Yeah, it's always sucks to hear about game delays. Like, Techland has been up and down. Like, the first Dead Island was okay. Dead Island 2 was not as good as the original, I hear. But, I hope this is good Techland, and I hope Dying Light actually turns out, like, they probably delayed it for a reason. Like, they even delayed Watch Dogs, but I feel like that was for a good reason. Like, do you want to rush it and put out a bad game, or do you want to take your time with it and be methodical and really try to make the game, like, fun and put, like, good quests in there? It's probably what they want to do. They want to make the open world, like, not, like, look really good on next gen, so... And another game delay, Elder Scrolls MMO Online has been delayed on consoles and Xbox One and PS4 versions. It's been pushed back 6 months. Why do you think that is?
What's been pushed back?
Elder Scrolls Online, the MMO, which you have to pay $15 a month for.
I don't know. I tried the Elder Scrolls, but it's not made by Bethesda. It's made just so you know. That's why it looks so different. It's 1,000 years, or I think 1,000 years before Skyrim. It's not made by Bethesda. I watched the Angry Joe review.
Yeah, I mentioned before on a previous podcast, but the characters in Elder Scrolls Online look more cartoony, like World of Warcraft, which, I don't know, like, think about that if you're going to play
it. Yeah, I tried some of it. I didn't really, I liked it, but I didn't really like it that much, but, because it was made by Bethesda. You can create your character, which I think they put that in, and you rank up, you collect more armor as you rank up, and, you can make your own, like, little guild.
Yeah, out of 10, what is Elder Scrolls Online? Can you recommend it to people or no?
I would have to kind of recommend it to you, because I think it had to be an 8.5 for me. I liked it, but the fact it wasn't made by Bethesda, that was, like, the 1.5 that's pretty much missing in my 1 to 10 scale.
That's the thing about Elder Scrolls Online, is that it's a MMO, and if you don't know what that means, that's massively multiplayer online. You always have to be connected to the internet to play Elder Scrolls. You're going to have to pay a monthly subscription or a yearly subscription, and that's $15 to $60 a year. $15 a month or $60 a year. Like, you're going to have to pay them per month, like any other bill, if you want to play this online. So, yeah. If you think about getting Elder Scrolls Online, just listen to what Conrad said about it, and be prepared to shell out $15 a month and to have a credit card to play it. So, yeah, if you want to play it, there's that. And, yeah, we're coming up on the end of the show here. It's been about 60 minutes in. That's the podcast. We got no time for emails. Maybe next week, send in your emails. But, yeah, here's confirmed games as of May 6th. 2014 for E3 2014. These games are going to be at E3 for sure. And this goes as follows in no order whatsoever. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare by Activision. Destiny, Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U, NHL 15, Uncharted 4, and Dragon Age Inquisition. What do you think about those announced games so far for E3?
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare...
There's just a phone call. It's okay. He was just gonna break down Call of Duty, but out of those games, I'll save like my most excited games for it, and that would be Uncharted 4 and Dragon Age Inquisition. The reason I choose Dragon Age Inquisition is because of I'm a big fan of RPGs. Like before on the show, I recommended Dragon Age Origins, which is one of my favorite RPGs of all time, and Dragon Age Inquisition. I'm really excited for that game. They even showed a little picture of Varric, and he plays a dwarf in Dragon Age 2, and he looks so realistic. Like, he looks older and with a beard on, and he looks like a real, like what a real dwarf would look like in real life. And I'm really excited for Dragon Age Inquisition. I'm so excited to see a trailer for it, or just any kind of gameplay. Like, I want to see... I think it's by BioWare or EA. I think they both own Dragon Age and Mass Effect. But yeah, Dragon Age Inquisition, I'm sure it's going to be a great game. I have to recommend the Dragon Age Origins. That's the first one that came out, but I can recommend Dragon Age 2. That game was horrible. Do not get Dragon Age 2. That was a really bad game. I felt like it was rushed. You know, they didn't take their time with it. Like, no offense to EA, but you could have done a better job with Dragon Age 2 that came out in 2011, and it came out the same year as Skyrim. Like, what are you going to play? Dragon Age 2, which they cut corners to make, or are you going to play a well-rounded Skyrim made by Bethesda who's been tested time and time again? But yeah, Dragon Age Inquisition, I'm more excited for that because I'm a big fan of RPGs. But if you're not a big fan of RPGs, then don't check it out. But yeah, on this list, what are you most excited for?
I I'd say Uncharted 4. I'm a big fan of the Uncharted series. I think that's what made the PS3 become popular. I remember after they launched a game with Nolan, Troy Baker, he tried it. He called Naughty Dog, said that this is a great game. And then I think Naughty Dog called him for one of the parts in Uncharted 2 or 3. And that's how we met Nolan. They've been best buds for pretty much a long time. Nolan North is just a legendary voice actor of video games, and so is Troy. And yeah, I'd say that Nolan North would have to be my favorite voice actor. I mean, who doesn't want to like play with who doesn't want to like be Nathan Drake in Uncharted? That's an amazing franchise. And the guy from The Vampire Diaries, he didn't get the role, so they're still looking for someone. So I'm pretty sure it's got to be delayed till they find a new person. But I'm not really that much excited for Advanced Warfare. I might pick it up. I realize in trailers, Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare. I find that in trailers, like when you watch a trailer, it looks so good, but you pick it up, it's not that good. Like, oh, that's an awesome game. You pick it up, it's like, oh, where'd I get this game? Does she agree?
Yeah, I felt like it was a pretty good trailer, like the best part of it, and the only notable part was Kevin Spacey in video game form. But yeah, we'll talk about the Kevin Spacey after this, after the gameplay. But the gameplay looked really good, like as Conrad said, like Call of Duty does this every year, just like Madden. Like they release a trailer, everyone's so psyched. Like it's the same thing with Call of Duty Ghosts. Like they release a trailer, you saw the mocap dog, Riley, and everyone got excited again for Call of Duty. Then Call of Duty Ghost comes out in November, and just in time for consoles along with Battlefield, and just Call of Duty again. It's just shooting, you know, like they tried to add stealth to Call of Duty. Like some of the guns in Call of Duty now in Call of Duty Ghost have silencers already on it, and
integrated silencers,
the Honey Badger already on, like a silent sniper rifle already on there. Like they want to include stealth. And Call of Duty Ghost didn't change it up enough. And in Advanced Warfare, like, they're going to add these mechanized suits that kind of look like Titans, but, like, you get, like, hydraulic feet, like, you could jump higher.
Yeah, I realized in the campaign for Ghost, I thought they were supposed to go stealthy throughout the whole game. They just went loud. What are they? Are they soldiers or just, like, special forces?
Yeah, it's, like, first thing you do, weapons free, guys, weapons free.
Yeah, I mean, like, one thing has to go wrong, then they go loud. Like, why can't they just, like, steal some guards' uniforms, stick off the masks. I mean, they did that in one of the stages, but they failed. So why don't they just stay outside, take out guys slowly as they go through?
But don't you feel with Advanced Warfare, I mean, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 came out, and that already had a futuristic take on the Call of Duty franchise, you know, like, I feel like the future's been done before, and look at that. They're going back to the future again. Like, what are they going to add? They're going to add the ability to fly and jump really high like Quake, and basically your Halo jumping everywhere like Halo. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think that's going to be enough. Like, I know people, that there's going to be millions of sales for Call of Duty every year, like Madden. But how long till people start getting sick of it? Like, Advanced Warfare, like, I don't know. Do you feel like they're going to change it up enough? Like, are you just going to stick with Battlefield? What are you going to do? Stick with Titanfall?
I've seen that in the trailer. They're going to put some vehicles. I hope they do put vehicles. And the PMC, the private military company, it's not a country. It's a corporation. So they just get hired for mostly everything because they trust them. And I saw that IGN or Activision, they posted a video, if it could really happen. You see PMCs for everything. I've been hearing that some PMCs have been hired for some of the attack on 9/11, and for Castro. They work for like the highest bidder, basically. This could probably happen.
Yeah, just a little quick tangent. The antagonists, the bad guys of Call of Duty this time around are going to be private military companies, and it's going to be domestic terrorism. Like, in the previous Call of Duties, you go to, like, another country, but no, this is going to take place locally in your domestic problems, like your own country problems, so, yeah.
Yeah. And, this could happen. I think there's, like, a 50 or 60% chance that this could happen, probably. I don't know, I can't remember. I have to look it up again, but it could probably happen if they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and we're just talking about Call of Duty and just basically the intricacies of how Activision can do this. But what did you think about the Kevin Spacey? Recently, he's been in House of Cards, and Kevin Spacey's awesome. Like I mentioned before, he was in the movie Seven with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman, and that was a great movie. But yeah, what do you think about that Kevin Spacey? I felt like it was pretty realistic. Like I feel with the Call of Duty models today that they still have that look in their eyes at the, like, kind of dead eye. Like, but I felt like the Call of Duty Kevin Spacey looked really good. What'd you think about it? Like, he was in a suit. It looked like the president.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's the president of the PMC company. He gives a little speech. Like, this isn't a democracy. This isn't what people want anymore. Like, that's where I come in. And it's like, all they care about is
protection.
Yeah, protection. They care about the finest guys watching their backs at all times. That's where you guys come in. I come in at the political stuff. And blah, 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 blah.
We should wrap this up.
Yeah, we went past our minute by 17 minutes, I think. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to, we went way over, but that's okay. I just want to remind people, like, we just did the news headlines. We talked about The Wolf Among Us episode 1, which next episode, we should write this down, but we're going to talk about The Wolf Among Us episode 2, The Wolf Among Us episode 3, and we're going to talk about The Walking Dead episode 1 and 2 and possibly 3, because in terms of new releases, this is going to be the new releases segment, but The Walking Dead Episode 3 is coming out next week. What do you think about that news?
It's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty cool. I hope there's going to be Kenny. I haven't,
You can't get into the story, though.
Yeah, but, yeah, spoilers. I said that way earlier. I'm sorry if I ruined your day, but, pretty sure people have played the episode too. Yeah.
But yeah, next episode we're gonna be delving deep into The Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us, and we're also gonna be doing a top 10 list. Let me just get the list here. Wait, where is it? But yeah, it's gonna be top 10 Xbox 360 games from last generation. Like I already mentioned this before in previous episode. I can't find the paper right now. It's going to be top 10 Xbox 360 games. Like it's going to be like BioShock, Fallout, Dragon Age. Like it's going to include those old games. Going to pit them against like Call of Duty 4 and stuff. So yeah, look out for that top 10 list to go after this podcast and The Wolf Among Us and Walking Dead reviews. We're going to have more of that. So stay tuned. And thanks for joining us on the Cloud9 Gaming Podcast. I think we should do Twitter handles. Conrad?
Yeah, I'm Bombasaw on Twitter. This is AaronN38 on Twitter.
And this has been the Cloud9 Gaming Podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes. Make sure to rate 5 stars and leave a comment. If you have any questions that you want to ask us, we don't have an email yet, but next episode we'll set up an email for you guys to send an email to. But yeah, just leave a comment, subscribe, DonutMan or AaronN on YouTube.
And I'm just straight up Conasanguas on YouTube.
And yeah, next episode, we're going to be looking into The Wolf Among Us. We're going to be looking into The Walking Dead. So yeah, and the top 10 list. So yeah, stay tuned for more episodes. We're going to be producing weekly episodes, Cloud9 Gaming Podcast. This isn't over yet. And we hope to bring in more guests. So yeah, you want to send us off?
So yeah, this is the Cloud9 Gaming Podcast. And that is a wrap. So, do me a favor, keep it classy, and we will see you later.